from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Well, all right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we begin another week covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, right here from the South Point Studios, the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. Of course, you know it as the Las Vegas Strip. We welcome you to the show. And of course, we come to you live and direct from this gaming capital. And, of course, so we have so many other platforms that we deliver the show, and we kind of like to welcome all of you at the beginning of each show, like those listening to us on our anchor station, our radio station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of the streaming we have on the Internet at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global. We got them all. And, of course, your devices, your iPhones, your Androids with the KSHP app that you can put on, and also the YouTube app that you can put on, because when you put on the YouTube, you can see and hear us just like you do on the internet by going to YouTube and hitting searching out South Point Studios. You'll get to our page, you'll get to our streaming, and you can see our show, the Race Day Show, every morning when we're on, as well as the other fantastic shows we have on this network. Just remember that. We have other great shows on the network, a lot of them based on sports, and I got to tell you, our guys are doing an outstanding job when it comes up to March Madness. Not only does Rich Eng give us an insight here on the Race Day Show, about what's going to happen in March Madness. But these guys at Sports by the Book and Frank Nicotero's Punchline, they're great shows to keep you up to date on what's going on here in Vegas and at March Madness Hoops that's right around the corner. And, of course, as I say, with our phone apps and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So we welcome you no matter however, wherever you get us to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Well, it's going to be kind of a lull week as far as the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks is concerned. There's no Derby or Oaks point-getting leaderboard races on tap for this weekend. But we do have a certain we got 9 stakes races on Saturday. You got stakes races at Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and, of course, Turfway Park. But you also have a couple of nice stakes races at Oaklawn Park, one grade 3. Couple of nice stakes races at Santa Anita, one grade 3 there. And you have 3 stakes races on Saturday at Laurel Park. On Sunday, there'll be 4 more stakes races, 2 at Aqueduct, 1 apiece at Gulfstream and Santa Anita, but none involving the leaderboard points for the Kentucky Derby or the Kentucky Oaks. We'll get into those leaderboards in just a minute or two, that's for sure. But in any case, we're looking at this week here in town, here in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship is going to be held here, and it's going to be the big one. The NTRA National Horse Players Championship Tournament is going to be played here. It starts on Friday, goes through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that this will be the horse player capital of the world, at least for this weekend as well. So we got a lot going on, that's for sure. And as far as looking ahead to the Kentucky Derby weekend, want to remind you, we're doing a lot of great things here at South Point for the Kentucky Derby, as they always do, because they love horse players here. First of all, we'll have the on Friday, the May 3rd, the first Friday of May, after the Kentucky Oaks program is complete, the Kentucky Oaks Day of Racing is complete, adjacent to the race book here in Las Vegas, here in the South Point in Las Vegas, of course, is the Grandview Lounge. And that's where we're going to hold the Kentucky Derby Seminar. That night, Kentucky Oaks Night, Friday, the 5th of May, we're going to have the Kentucky Derby Seminar in the Grandview Ballroom. And that'll be on the 3rd, the May 3rd. That's on May 3rd, of course, after the Kentucky Oaks. We'll have Jonathan Hardoon, John Lendl will be here, and I'll air traffic control these guys. And not only handicapping the Kentucky Derby, but taking a look at what happened on Kentucky Oaks Day and the Kentucky Oaks as well. And, of course, looking ahead to any other great stakes races on the card for Kentucky Derby Day that we can make some money on. So that seminar will happen Friday night, right around 6 o'clock, right after the West Coast races are over in the book. You saunter on over right from the book right into the Grandview Lounge, and we'll be doing the seminar there at about 6 o'clock on Friday night. May 3rd. Then the next day, Derby Day, May 4th, on Saturday, we'll be up in the Grand Ballroom, the huge Grand Ballroom, where they have giant, big-screen, movie-like, theater-like TVs and a bunch of smaller TVs as well for the other racing action on the day. They'll set it up with the big banquet tables there that seats between 8 and 12 people. You can spread out, bring your friends, have a nice Kentucky Derby party amongst your friends at the big table there. There'll be plenty of betting windows. They'll have the betting kiosks, of course, for you. And, of course, food and beverage specials. And, of course, the races themselves. And they're going to have certain special promotional things going on in the ballroom as well there. They had a hat contest last year. I'm sure they'll be back with that, et cetera. So we got a lot going on. The Kentucky Derby Day party up in the ballroom, the Kentucky Derby seminar the Friday night before, and of course the big Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby Day cards in the race book in the big ballroom here at the South Point. And it's all for free. That's right. You can park your car for free, come in and sit in the race book and enjoy the races for free. You can go to the seminar for free. You can go to the ballroom for the big party in the grand ballroom on Kentucky Derby, all for free. So come on out. Join us now. Make your plans to come out and join us now. For all of you listening beyond Las Vegas, plan, if you can, when you come here for the Kentucky Derby weekend. They have specials here at the South Point here for room specials for the Kentucky Derby weekend as well. Just ask for those, and we'll get you all set. We're going to have a good time playing the races and trying to make some money at the races. How about trying to pick the winner of the Kentucky Derby, which is going to be a little bit more tricky this year because, as you know, Bob Baffert horses are not racing, are prohibited for racing in the Kentucky Derby. And his top horse in Southern California that was getting ready to run in the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes has been shelved. Nisos, the undefeated colt who was withdrawn from the Grade II San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita earlier this month. Remember when Bob Baffert said everything was fine? Well, he is currently out of training now for approximately a month. Trainer Bob Baffert, he wrote that in a text message on Tuesday. So Nisos is now on the shelf for a month. We'll wait and see. We're going to hear many different stories about it. But Baffert just said it was a minor setback. He said it was a minor setback. But Nisos is out, so it looks like he won't be making the Preakness Stakes either. We'll wait and see. He might have an opportunity to make the Preakness Stakes anyhow, but he's off the shelf right now as far as training is concerned. The Kentucky Derby Future Book Parimutuel Pool number 5 is going to start this weekend on Friday, but it will be out, of course. No Baffert horses, and certainly some of the top horses there. We'll wait and see. We'll take a look at the leaderboard both for the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks a little bit later on in the show. And, of course, by the end of this month, when we get to the end of this month and the first weekend of next month is when the big Kentucky Derby 100-point leaderboard points are up for grabs with the Derbies, the Arkansas Derby, the Louisiana Derby, the Santa Anita Derby, and, of course, the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct. These are the big races yet to come that will hold the 100 points in the leaderboard. And that'll change the leaderboard quite a bit. But the horses who are, you know, in the top 10 right now should be able to make the cut of 20 no matter what they do, if they do anything else from here until the draw for the Kentucky Derby. All right, well, we got a lot to cover today. We got Jonathan Hardoon. Remember, we had him all jazzed up. He was at a boiling point on Sunday after what happened at Tampa Bay on Saturday. We told him to hold off, cool down, do your soapbox on Wednesday. So we'll wait and see how much he's cooled down on that. That's for sure. He'll have a couple of picks for us in the Florida racetracks as well. Rich Engel will be stopping by for an update on March Madness, the big tournaments, the major tournaments for college basketball goes throughout this week. And, of course, the selection show coming up on Sunday. And, of course, John Lindell will be checking in with the Southern California report. And Jerry J should be by to give us a few more tips on how to wager, wagering tips, and handicapping as well. So let's get started with this Wednesday show here at the South Point Studios, Race Day Las Vegas Wednesday show, kicking off another week covering horse racing Las Vegas style for you. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee. Yes.
I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Wednesday. A couple of updates as far as the news is concerned for horse racing. Breeders' Cup, they're going to add more money to the Breeders' Cup Day of Racing program. The Breeders' Cup Classic will now be bumped up by $1 million, as well as the Breeders' Cup turf. So both of those races will be increased by $1 million in their purse money for the Breeders' Cup coming up. And, you know, that'll be at, I believe, Del Mar this year. So the two richest races in North America will be getting a bump of $1 million apiece. And just taking a quick look at the other stuff as far as the news is concerned. National Horse Player Championship, we talked about that in the last segment. It's going to offer $4.5 million in cash and prizes to the players. Now, there's approximately 600 players will vie for $800,000 in the top prize fund. And then this year's National Horse Player Championship begins on Friday. That'll be at the Horseshoe Las Vegas. And it'll be really exciting to see there. That the winner of the Horse Player Championship there, the Horse Player World Championship, will also receive an Eclipse Award during the Eclipse presentations as well. All right, time to get to the menu of racetracks available today. Taking a look across the country, man, we had all that kind of bad weather going through last week. Well, right now, it looks pretty darn good across the country as far as the racing racetracks are concerned, the racing establishments are concerned for racing, live racing today. Up and down the Pacific Coast, clear. Up and down the East Coast, clear. Even in Florida right now, it's clear. Let's hope we can keep it that way, huh? All right, here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. As we always do, we remind you that since we're in all these different time zones around the world, that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're not listening in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it from whatever time zone you're in, okay? We don't want you to miss anything. Like I have his mom and dad, okay? Here we go. Here's your menu for today. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:30 this morning. They have a pick six jackpot carryover, $44,586 at Tampa Bay today. First post time, 9:30. Next comes Parks Racing. Parks Racing has a pick five jackpot carryover, $45,104. Their first post time is 9:40 at Parks Racing. Following that comes Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carryover, $19,618. Their first post time is at 9:55. Then we'll roll into the next hour, where Gulfstream Park will kick in with their racing program at 10:10. 10:10 first post time at Gulfstream Park. Their pick six jackpot carryover is now rising. It's at $151,765. $151,765 in the Rainbow Pick Six jackpot carryover at Gulfstream. Their first post time is at 10:10. Following that, the fairgrounds will roll in Nolens. Fairgrounds first post time is 10:45. 10:45 at the fairgrounds today. Following that, we'll go to Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Turf Paradise has a pick six jackpot carryover, $29,374. Their first post time at Turf Paradise is set at 1:25. And then we go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park has a first post time of 2:55. Turfway Park's first post time is at 2:55. And then we have Penn National. Penn National's first post time is 3 p.m. They have a super high five jackpot carryover, $10,387. First post time, 3 p.m. And then we'll wrap it up with Charlestown Races. Charlestown's pick six jackpot carryover stands at $32,462. And their first post time at Charlestown is at 4 p.m. And that is your racing menu for today around the country. All righty, let's bring in Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Just want to ask you now, did you tone it down? Are you simmering now? Did it slow down to the heat under you on Sunday when we were talking about all the happenings that happened at Tampa Bay on Saturday? Are you okay with that now?
I'm not okay with it, but I obviously simmered down. I mean, how long am I going to be upset about it? I mean, it happened on Saturday, and all horse players know how to turn the page after the last race if they want any shot to be a success in this game. what happened Saturday, we could review it quickly, I guess. Power went out. They were forced to run the Derby as a non-betting event. And all the live tickets in horizontal bets, the doubles, the pick threes, the pick four, were all paid to alls. And, we had a problem with that because those bets were locked in. And there was no reason in my opinion anyway, I'm sure you agree with me, that they weren't paid what they were supposed to pay. They paid you $4.20 if you hit the double as opposed to getting $14 and change. So that's a big difference. And the explanation they gave, for the tote delay was that it was a power outage in the area and whatever. But my question is, yes, I know people that live in Tampa and in other parts of Florida, and there was a power outage. But in 5 minutes, the power went back on and everything was back to normal, but not at the racetrack. And the explanation that they're giving for why they made those races alls were because after the last race, after the 10th race, well, then they'll send on all the bets from all over the world. The hubs will get together. They make it so confusing, Ralph, that the explanation you have to accept because you can't possibly understand what they're telling you anyway. You know, I don't like it. I'm upset about it. I don't think it's fair to the players. I don't think it's fair to anybody. Certainly wasn't fair to Tampa Bay. They did nothing wrong. It wasn't their fault. It was all through the tote systems. You know, these tote systems are partners with the racetrack. A lot of them, like First Bet, is involved with Stronic, and AM West, AM Tote is involved with other tracks. You know, to me, it's a conflict of interest. I don't know why a track should be involved with the betting hub. It doesn't make any sense. You know, that leads to another problem. That's why they're not in such a hurry to get away with to do away with computer-assisted wagering core, because it's making them money. So on one hand, it's making them money, but it's hurting the game and it's hurting the players. So the whole thing's a mess. And as far as the computers are concerned, this is 2024. Time to upgrade and get with the system. They say they had a backup system that failed. Well, guess what? Then get 2, 3, or 4 backup systems. You can't do this. You just can't do it. You can't take a chance that this happens on Derby Day. You can't take a chance that this happens on Breeders' Cup Day. Because if it does, that will be the end. People will not stand for it. You know, I don't know. Maybe it was a blessing in disguise, because now maybe people will wake up to it, because it happened on a major day and a major race, you know, for the Derby points and everything else involved. All I know is it's a mess. They have to do something about it. I ask why Heisa doesn't take part of that $77 million budget and apply it to the tote system. And the answer to me was, well, they're not responsible. But Heisa is supposed to be horse racing integrity. Well, isn't betting part of the integrity? You know, it doesn't make any sense. The whole thing's a mess. There's no one in charge. They kick the can down the road, and this is what you get.
Well, Jonathan, I have a couple of thoughts. First of all, the leaderboard points was not involved in this, because the winner got his points anyhow.
But the fact that the horses had to walk around for 45 minutes couldn't possibly help them.
Well, yeah.
They're not used to that.
Yeah.
It has to throw everyone, you know, to me, horses, you know, they're creatures of habit. They do the same thing. They know when they get to a paddock, in their mind or whatever, in a half hour, 20 minutes, they'll be racing. They're not going to walk around and walk around and walk around. It had to have some sort of effect. I'm not saying it made any difference on the outcome. Just pointing out all the flaws in this.
I understand. And by the way, you're right. Some of the horses might have gone back to resting there, just walking around all the time. We don't know that. But in any case, well, it's an exciting finish anyhow. But in any case, you talk about some of the racetracks owning the parimutuel, systems, and you don't think that it's you think that maybe it's a conflict of interest. Is that not right?
Yeah, don't you?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Here in Las Vegas, here in Nevada, they have thought of those things early on when they brought in racing here, and that's why we have what we call a disseminator here. And although the books are connected with parimutuel and all that, they cannot pay off, even if you see it on TV, etc., until the dissemination company verifies it. It's an independent, separate agency that verifies it, and then they can start paying off. So there's that system of integrity here, where it doesn't matter what happens with the books, each individual books, the disseminator is the one that does the official here in the state of Nevada. So maybe that makes sense, that's for sure. But in any case, the thing that just fries me, and you were trying to explain that, I think, was the fact that there was a certain amount of money in the pools already whenever all of this, you know what, hit the fan. So if they're going to, the pools, for all intents and purposes, were closed. They couldn't offer any more bets. People couldn't bet into it. But so it would be like closing a pool at post time. It would be just like that. It's just closed. That's it. The who's ever in that pool, they devise it up and get it. But you were telling me earlier off the air that since they put in a backup system that some, I guess, doesn't make any sense for this particular situation, when those guys infiltrated the computer system and put in those phony pick six tickets, in 2000?
The Drexel boys.
Yeah,
the Drexel boys. The one Valpony won the classic or whatever. Right.
Right. Okay. And that was, I think, back in 2002, maybe something like that.
Something like that.
Okay. So they put a backup system. So you say now that they have to wait until all the racing is done, and then they get a report on how many winning
who's
tickets.
Alive. That's the excuse they're giving. That's what they're saying
all
is
right.
The reason.
All right, okay. So then right after the 10th race, they should have gotten that report for what was in there already. I still don't get why they couldn't pay off in the pool.
They're saying the tote system was down already. I don't get it. It's a poor excuse. I got a better question for you. How about the race that they ran, the Derby? They were taking bets all day long. Fine. You couldn't bet after the 10th race, but the whole day people were betting the race. Wasn't that money already locked in the pool?
I would think so, and that's what I'm saying. You know, the money that's already locked in the pool when it went down should be the money that's calculated with the payoffs on that, and then when you can get the tote system back and running, you do that calculation and you pay those people off instead of just the all situation. I that's the one thing I don't get, and I still don't get, because but I'm sure that there was a reason for it, and we move on from that. And like you say, horse players are very durable people, and so we'll just take that and move on.
We turn the page and we take the abuse and we come back the next day. That's the problem, Ralph. Somewhere that you have to say enough. Enough.
Yeah. Well, okay, we've had enough. Let's take a look at something positive now. We're coming up on, the first Saturday in May, where we have the Kentucky Oaks on Friday. We got the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. We're going to put up the leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks right now, the updated leaderboard. And at the top of the leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks right now, before any more races are put up, Jody's Pride is the horse there. And there we go. There it is. Jody's Pride is at the top with 65. You got Fiona's Magic with 60. Lemon Muffin with 50. Tarifa with 50. I like that Tarifa. That's, by the way, Brad Cox's horse, right? Tarifa?
Yes.
Yeah. He also has fifth place horse right now on the leaderboard, Jin Jin. That's also his horse, 41 points. And then you have at 40 points, Just FYI, who's still, we're waiting to still get her three-year-old debut after winning the Eclipse Award and the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. She's there. That's Bill Mott's horse at 40, along with West Omaha, another Brad Cox horse at 40. And then you got Intricate at 35. And Tappet Jenna Lee at 29. And, of course, rounding out the top 10 is Into Champagne, Perfect Shot, and Where's My Ring and Carmelina, all sitting there at 25. So that's the leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks. And taking a look at the Kentucky Oaks right now, Bill Mott's got, Brad Cox has got 1, 2, 3 horses in the top 10. And Bill Mott does have, of course, the Eclipse Award winner, Just FYI. Hear anything about where she might be showing up?
I have no idea. They've been kind of quiet on it, but stay tuned, because they're going to have to let you know pretty soon.
All right, now we go to the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, and of course that was shook up over the weekend, of course, in the Tampa Bay Derby. Like we said, the winner of the Tampa Bay Derby got his points anyhow. So the Kentucky Derby leaderboard still has Timberlake, Brad Cox's horse, at 66 on top. You got Door Knock at 60 for Danny Gargan. And then Chad Brown's domestic product, who won the Tampa Bay Derby, got his 50, and so added to what he already had. Domestic product is there at 60. Then you got Sierra Leone, who was at the top for a while with 55. That's another
Chad Brown.
Chad Brown there. Steve Asmussen's Track Phantom is five with 55. You got Deterministic, Christoph Clemensors, at 50. And then No More Time is sitting in seventh with 45. Fierceness, the horse that was the Kentucky Derby favorite right after he won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but has disappointed so far. I don't know where he's going next. I think it's the Florida, trying to point for the Florida Derby, right?
Yes.
Okay. He's sitting at 36. Then you got El Grande O, a horse trained by Linda Rice, at 30. And Catching Freedom rounds out the top 10. That's another Brad Cox horse at 25. So we can see where those big 100-pointers coming up, all the respective derbies, the Santa Anita Derby, Arkansas Derby, Louisiana Derby, and the Wood Memorial with those 100 points are really going to start shaking up this leaderboard.
Yeah, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see where the top five or six or seven, because I think, well, obviously, if you're going to have 50 points, you're going to get in. So the question is, are they going to want to run them, you know, how close to the Derby, and for the trainers to figure it out. By the way, Locke off the Derby trail, Nisos, you spoke about, you know, people that bet Nisos in the Preakness future expected 2-1 to be a steal. Well, not such a steal anymore. Because you can rip up your tickets. I don't think he's making that. And I think Nisos you'll probably see towards the summer, because this is not enough time. And Baffert has no reason to really rush. So I'm sure, you know, the Haskell, the Travers, Pennsylvania Derby, races like that will be on their radar.
Well, I saw a, I guess we can still call them tweets on X, I guess is an X message now, where somebody was contemplating Nisos retiring.
Who knows? We don't know. We're not privy to what the real story is. You know, when you take a month off at this time, well, who knows? You know, when you have a horse that's been that good, small, short career, but in this day and age of breeding, you know, it's cheaper to breed him than to race him because of the insurance and things like that. So it's a tough situation, and obviously, he wouldn't have made the Derby anyway, even if he was eligible at this point, yeah. But who knows?
All right. Well, let's get started with picking some horses today that we can see and watch. And you got a couple of picks for us from Florida. So where are we going first?
Okay, let's go to Gulfstream, look at race number 5. And I like the number 2 horse in here, Travis. A Paco Lopez rides today. I like the riders, which it's the number 2 horse. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. Laura Cazares, who's doing a good job, sends this horse mare out. It's amazing. 56 starts. She makes career start number 57 today.
Wow. Yeah.
You don't see that often. She's earned over $350,000. So this is a nice, hard-hitting horse. Blue collar, shows up every time. She's in for $25,000. But I like number 2, Travis, to win today's 5th race out at Gulfstream Park.
Well, it's spelled T-R-E-V-E-S-S.
E-S.
So we'll just call it Travis. How about let's just call it the winner? Number 2 in the 5th race at Gulfstream Park with Paco Lopez. Boy, that guy just... He's hard riding all the time, isn't he?
He does. He busts his butt, and he's a terrific rider. You know, people complain sometimes about the way he rides, but I'll take him anytime on the horses I'm playing.
Well, it's always interesting to see him and Irad Ortiz go at it down the stretch, because they both they take it right to the margin, both of those jockeys, that's for sure. All right, where are we going next?
Let's go to Tampa Bay and look at race number 5 there, a mile on the turf. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Princess Aliska. This is a 3-year-old filly that tried the turf last time for the first time, and she ran very, very well. Marcos Meneses aboard to ride for trainer Juan Avila. 5-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Princess Aliska, wins today's 5th race out of Tampa Bay Downs.
All right. And that, of course, is a 1-mile race. It's scheduled for the turf, and I would imagine that the weather is just great down there. I'm sure they'll stay on the turf today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jonathan, I think we got all the steam out of that debacle at Tampa Bay. And by the way, like you said, I'm glad you mentioned the fact it was in no way, shape, or form Tampa Bay's fault. That's for sure.
And it's a shame for Tampa Bay. It's horrible what happened to them. This is their biggest day of the year. Yep. And again, people that showed up for the first time and went to cash a ticket, they were told to come back on Sunday. That's not good for the game, Ralph.
Yeah, yeah. Come back Sunday. We're still counting the money. That's okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Stay safe and be well.
And don't forget, right, you got two sheets today, one for Tampa, one for Gulfstream at your website.
Yeah, JONHARDOON.com.
Thank you, Ralph. You got it. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Rich Eng, because Richie has been doing a lot of studying on this thing called March Madness. Oh, you better believe it. There's going to be nonstop action from morning to night in a couple of weeks. This place is going to be jumping when I get here. That's for sure. We'll be right back with Richie. Don't go away.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Wednesday, kicking off the week, covering horse racing Las Vegas style. But we also know that here in Las Vegas is going to be nutsy going on back here for March Madness when all the college basketball teams take across the country for the National College Basketball Championship that goes over two big weekends, and then, of course, one weekend with the Final Four and then the final on the Monday. Going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people plan their vacations around this and come here in Vegas and just stay here all day long. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's for sure. And with me, a guy that's covering that and loves to cover that as well is Rich Eng. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. Yeah, you know, there are actually people out there who try to bet every single game during the
I know.
And for March Madness, God bless them. They must have a heck of a bankroll.
Well, you know, and they, of course, they plan it this way where they have like four games that happen in intervals throughout the afternoon. So you got an early block of four, you got a mid block of four, then you got an afternoon block of four, and you got a nighttime block of four. So, you know, guys are sitting there playing, you know, parlays and all sorts of stuff all day long, and they're just jammed in the book all day, just rooting up and down. You know, you go crazy watching all the TV sets and all of the action on the court, that's for sure. But it is really something to see, and if people have never seen it before, it's worth just coming here to Vegas to see it and observe it. It's really something amazing. It is March Madness here.
Oh, absolutely. And during the conference tournaments, 10 tournaments start today, Ralph, in the conferences. And, you know, when a conference has a neutral site like the Big East at Madison Square Garden, well, you can only play one game at a time. So the games start in the morning, go in the afternoon, go into the evening, because there's only one court they use, Madison Square Garden. So any neutral court is like that. Same here, like, for example, in Vegas with the Pac-12 using T-Mobile. You can only play one game at one time.
And, Richie, didn't you say that here in Las Vegas, those particular the conference tournaments, by the way, is kind of like the preliminaries to get into the March Madness, obviously. Some of the teams on the cusp, they need to win their conference to get a place in the March Madness tournament, the main event. But didn't you say there were several tournaments here in Las Vegas, more here in this neutral place of Las Vegas, Nevada, than anywhere else in the country?
Well, there's five tournaments total that use Las Vegas as the host city. Just had one end last night, for example. Gonzaga and St. Mary's had a heck of a game for the West Coast Conference and a small upset. St. Mary's beat to Gonzaga. But both teams will probably make the tournament.
You know, I got to tell you, Richie, every year that tournament comes down to St. Mary's and Gonzaga. Those are the two big 800-pound gorillas in that particular conference. And they always, no matter which one is rated higher than the other, those two always leave it all on the court. They have fantastic games year in and year out for decades.
Yeah, and you can tell there was a little animosity in the game last night. Not that they, you know, actually hate each other, mm-hmm. but they play each other in such high-intensity games year after year after year that, you know, there's a little bad blood on the court, but the sportsmanship prevailed. And, you know, one thing to remember, too, is that both of those teams last night, Gonzaga and St. Mary's, were pretty much guaranteed to make the tournament when they have the selection show on Sunday. But in most of these tournaments, it's almost like Game 7 of a championship series. Yep. If you win, you know, you continue. If you lose, you're out. So most of these teams, when they lose, their season's over.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Like you said, there's only one court that can be played for a particular tournament. With all those tournaments going on around the country, if you sit here in the book, you can play all those tournaments as they're going on as well. So it gives you a little bit of a taste of what March Madness might be like. But we'll be depending on you to kind of navigate us through that when it starts. Richie, I know that you don't normally do any handicapping. Of course, Southern California's not running today, but if you got a horse, we'll take it.
Yeah, I do have a horse, and I do have a basketball game, and I just wanted to recap real quick. The Sunday pick was James Madison. They won, but they only won by five.
Yeah.
They were 11. But if you came back and played James Madison a third time, on Monday in the conference final, they beat Appalachian State by 20 as an 8-point favorite. So they're a good basketball team. They're in. They got 31 wins now.
Richie, let me ask you this. They played three games in 4 days or whatever. And the particular game that you picked, and then obviously they came back and won. But could that be like a game where they thought they just wanted to get through and win and move on?
It's possible. It's possible they, you know, they just, you know, played a B game instead mm-hmm. of an A game.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing you see in the tournament, especially in March, even one of the favorites, say like UConn or Houston or one of those.
Yeah.
You will play a game where you got to really work to win. And a lot of times that's the wake-up call. And then you start accelerating and playing better mm-hmm. as you move down the line. So, yeah, sometimes you have a bump in the road.
All right. We'll take your picks.
Well, let's go to the first round of the Big East, Ralph. And here's a game that ugly on paper, and you got to hold your nose. But I've watched Georgetown and Providence on television more than once. Georgetown is a 10.5-point underdog. They obviously are not the better team Providence is. But the key angle is the coach, Ed Cooley, left Providence over the summer to coach Georgetown. So he knows the Providence team, and this Georgetown team, while it's a little short on talent, they play awful hard, Ralph. And I think they're going to really lay it out on the court, plus 10.5. So let's go with Georgetown in the first round of the Big East over Providence.
All right, Georgetown and the points, that's for sure there. And do you have a horse?
Yes, let's go to Turfway Park tonight. Race number 8 is a mile. Maiden claiming 15,000. A horse sliding down the claiming ladder. Maiden claiming ladder is the one Little Nick. This horse has faced much better at Gulfstream and at Fairgrounds. This horse, I think, is in a really good spot to graduate. Uh-huh. So let's go with the Little Nick Race 8 Turfway.
And that is number one in the eighth race?
Yes, number one is the betting number and post position.
All right, you got it, Richie. Thanks a lot. Go back to work, buddy. We'll be leaning on you, that's for sure, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with John and Jerry, so don't go away. John is standing by.
From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear him down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, I want to remind everybody, we start out the days Wednesday through Sunday here with the Race Day Las Vegas Show from 7 to 8 a.m., but there's a lot of great shows that are on this South Point Studios network on YouTube. You got Punchlines 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from noon to 1, and it's a fantastic show. Frank Nicotero does a great job, has great guests, and it's just a good way to put your to get you in the mood and get you in the right mood to continue your day from noon to 1. And then, of course, on Thursdays, we've got Gone Racing with Brendan Gaughan talking all about the great sport of auto racing. That's at 10 a.m. on Thursdays. And then Sports by the Book, these guys are working 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 8:30 to 10 a.m., because you need all the information you can get about what's going on in the books each and every day, especially during March Madness. Great shows, all. Watch them right here at the South Point Studios Network on YouTube. All right, let's go to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, John. The National Thoroughbred Racing and National Horse Player Championship Tournament is going to be here this week, and it's the best of horse players from around the country.
It's a lot of fun. If you've never been there and seen that, you've got, 450 people this year, many of them with two entries in there, vying for all that money, and you can still win your way into it tomorrow, Thursday. The regular tournament starts Friday, and you'll see a lot of guys that you'll see at the racetracks on an everyday basis out there this weekend. So it'll be fun, Ralph.
$800,000 to the winner, $4.5 million overall prizes. The winner also gets an Eclipse Award, and he'll get bragging rights for the next year, that's for sure. They say about 600 players will be in the room there at the Horseshoe. And I can tell you that these guys are good handicappers and good players. You got to know not only how to handicap and try to find winners with value, but you also have to know how to manipulate your bankroll. And these guys do a great job at that. That's for sure. Nisos, what about him, John?
Well, you know, we had heard some rumors a couple of weeks ago, and he had to be scratched out of the San Felipe by Baffert. And, you know, once the all those vet protocols kind of kick into place and there are concerns, you know, Bob Baffert has a huge target on his back. You've got the media, the social media trolls and whatnot all over that. He cannot take any chances at all, and I don't think he will. So, you know, he's erring on the side of caution here. We'll see exactly how this plays out. And he's got time because he wasn't going to the Derby anyway. So, you do whatever you have to do now. And, we'll just watch and see what happens. But, it was not surprising based on everything else that goes on in this game right now.
John, I understand that on Sunday night at Los Alamitos, they had a race that scratched down to just one horse, and so they decided to cancel that race at Los Al, right?
Right, that was race six, and that was part of the pick six, so they did not have a pick six last Sunday night. So there'll be a carryover in the pick six at Los Alamitos, a little over 10,000 going into this Saturday night. Very strange, though, that it scratched down to one horse, and they just did not run that race. They canceled it completely.
Well, that, in terms of the old terms in horse racing, would be a walkover, where all you have to do is break out of the gate and negotiate the distance of the race, the course, and you can do it by walking or jogging, whatever else, if you're the only horse in the race with a walkover. But I can't understand, again, that why wouldn't they use that race like they use when a race comes off the turf and goes to the main track after the pool started, by just making it an all race.
Yeah, I think that the race was canceled well before the card started. So they had time to call that off before the betting got going through all the rolling bets and everything else. I don't have all the details on that, Ralph, but I know that race number six was canceled well before the first race was run at Los Alamitos last Sunday night.
Now that makes all the sense in the world, and that's why they did it. And good for them, our buddies there at the Los Al doing a great job. They really do a great job there at Los Alamitos, and we're happy to have them as part of the Race Day crew, that's for sure. John, looking ahead to this weekend, no real big stakes races around the country, and certainly Santa Anita will have a couple of races, stakes races on Saturday and one more on Sunday. One, of course, on Saturday is a Grade 3.
Yeah, exactly. Derby preps this week. It's kind of the quiet weekend where everybody rearms themselves and figures out where they're going. So we'll keep an eye on the work tabs around the country to make sure everybody's on schedule for where they have to go. And so a little bit quiet for the Triple Crown stuff. But, I just hope the weather's good around the country for players in the National Horse Players Championship there in Las Vegas. Hope there's no cancellations where they have to call audibles and these guys can fire away at their favorite racetracks.
All right, John. Well, thanks a lot for checking in. It looks like a beautiful day in your neighborhood. Hope let's keep it that way for the weekend. And, of course, we will talk to you tomorrow. The Linda Report this week.
Got Gulfstream Park tomorrow, and then we're back at Santa Anita Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot, John.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, now we're going to go to Mr. Jerry Jackowitz sitting by, and Jerry has got another thought or two about how we handle our wagering and maybe selecting horses and how to place bets. Jerry, good morning.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Ralph. Knowing that a lot of people really like the horizontal raised wagers, I wanted to go back over using a key horse to test for randomness in the races around it. The advantage to it is if you have two fully subscribed fields that have a lot of competitiveness to it, it's very easy for either or both of those races to break down and for a really good price to come in. And you may not have a real good idea on who that is. You might like a couple of horses, but not feel, real strong. So if you have like a nice 3-1, 5-2, 3-1, 4-1, you feel has a little juice in the price, is a little bit of an overlay. Mm-hmm. It's a great way, particularly like you could do you single your overlay, and then you take the two races around it or the two races after it to make your pick three, and you go all, or you do an all, single, all, or single, all. But the disadvantage to that is how you, you lose the place pool, whereas if you're making an exacted in that race, you can use the place pool to find value. You can run second to a good-priced horse and come out very well. So that's the advantage and disadvantage. One of the reasons why I sort of prefer exactas to horizontal wagers. But if you do make the horizontal wager, I wanted to reiterate, make sure you understood, that while you have a good chance of getting a price horse, if the two races around you look like they're that kind of a race, you also have a chance to get the favorites. So when you're doing that, you have to make a second wager. Let's say your bet is single all. Then you have to take at least the three favorites in the next two races and make another play of single 3-all and then single 3-all. So it's really a bet that's really structured for a bigger bettor's bankroll.
All right. Well, we are out of time, and we enjoy your thoughts about how to wager and how to construct the bets to try to get the most out of it, that's for sure. And we'll continue with Jerry and all the guys tomorrow. Jerry has one more thing to say, though. Go ahead, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.